And when he finally catches one, he lets out the most evil laugh, saying, "Ha, I've caught one."
Oh.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello again. Here we are, Gary and Chelsea, with you for another episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast from KMFM. Another packed episode, I'm sure. What's coming up this time?
You had a life hack for the summer heat, and it involves oats.
Very effective, everyone. This isn't a joke. This is actually a useful, although maybe not 100% practical, but useful. Your desperate hack for the sun. Excellent.
Excellent. I'm in an intense rivalry with my neighbour.
I think this is going to go on and on and on. I think you've really started something here. How did the neighbourhood rivalry start, though? You'll find out on this episode.
Are we going to be replaced by AI, though?
Probably. Sooner rather than later, the way it's going. But there is a big story regarding that right now. And maybe you too should be worried.
We played a game of Guess the Guest at the Harry Styles concert.
We tried to play a game of Guess the Guest. How successful was it, Chelsea? Not very, I would say.
And I found a brand new arena for dating, and it's not where you think.
All that and more coming up in this fun-packed episode. Make sure you listen all the way through. We'll be asking questions at the end. This edition is episode 29. It's called
Oats, Ants, Dads and Flip Phones.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Ed Sheeran, a man that just can't stop smashing records. He got an all-time attendance record for a concert at the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey the other day. 89,000 fans in one place.
Wowzers.
89,000. And that's not even like touching the surface with how many people are actually obsessed with his music.
How do you get a record, though, in a stadium that's got a finite amount of seats, isn't it? There's only so many seats. And what if you sold it out, you sold it out the same as the others. What do? Turn up with some like little fold-out
chairs
like Christmas when the family come round.
The ones just in the garden shed.
A couple of extras. There you go.
The poof.
The same thing. Someone can sit on the poof. There we are. Have I broken the record yet?
Or the little stool that you used to have as a kid so you could get up to the counter. I've been made to sit on one of them before.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We're sucking into another hack. You know, I see life hacks. I can't resist the hacks. This one's sun hack. So I thought,
this is helpful.
This is helpful. Maybe it'll be something we can share with all our listeners. Maybe it is. I'm not sure on this one. Some of them, just straight out, it's like, that is not a hack.
It's like, no.
This one, let me know, anyone. Maybe you've tried it. Apparently, what you do, you put oatmeal, like you would eat, like porridge oats.
Like your Quaker oats. Yeah. You mix the water.
Yeah, you mix it with water. That's what you do for sunburn. But when I say you mix it with water, in your bath, and then you get in it.
What?
Yeah, the oatmeal's got a thing in it. It all kind of leaches out into the water. And it's got nice, like, it's got
warm
calming
oatmeal?
Well, I guess it would be you're in a warm bath. It depends if you're having a warm or a hot bath or a cold bath.
I'm not even imagining like a bath full of water. I'm just imagining a bathtub full of golden syrup porridge.
Oh, yeah, let's all imagine that. That would be awful. You're in there oohing and ahhing anyway because you're in there with sunburn. And the family all come in with spoons. I mean, that's not relaxing bath time, is it?
No more honey on me. I've had enough.
The wife throws raisins in as well.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Chelsea just saying how she's been flaunting her cheese plant for all the neighbours to see. And now it's turned into a bit of a neighbourhood rivalry. Who's got the best plant in the front window? Like it. Sophie in Maidstone says, we have neighbourhood rivalry. Who can put the bins out first on bin day? Says, I suspect, though, that I'm the only one who knows this is a competition. Just imagine the neighbours. Look at that lady from 32. She's out with her bin again, dancing around as if she's won a prize. What's wrong with her? She's a bit weird, isn't she? Other people have got a bit of neighbourhood rivalry going on. Claire in Dover says, I've got the best garden. I am winning!
I love that she claims top of the podium as well, for this.
Absolutely.
Tracy in Chatham is competing with hanging baskets.
Oh, there's a lot of that goes on. I think hanging baskets are very competitive world. Ours always just, I never work out how they will ever survive, because as soon as you water them, all the water just gushes straight out again, because they're baskets of dirt hanging up and the water just runs out of them. How are they supposed to survive in
Genius
there?
Genius invention.
How do those people get those big froofy ones?
Oh, I know.
They're massive. You see them outside pubs. Massive ones. And then one's bits dangling right down to the ground.
Do you think they give them a mist? You know when people like mist?
Yeah, I'm sure they give them a mist, yes. That's the secret.
Tom in Maidstone is competing with parking spaces.
How does that work?
That's the worst. It's if someone parks out the front of your house,
yeah,
you then park outside the front of theirs and you're like, well, look, I'll take your turf as well then.
And then you hire a limo and you park across both.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
This is your moment, Gaz.
Oh, why? What am I got to do?
To represent the dads of Kent.
Oh.
And the things that wind you all up.
Okay.
Surveys come out saying there's like a few things that just really
just
niggle.
Just a few dads, yeah? Just a few. Easy going.
They just niggle away. It gets under your skin. So I wanted to see if these things annoy you. The phrase, bet you can't wait until your wife comes back. No.
Unfortunately, she never goes anywhere.
What about, it's nice to see a man looking after the kids. That's got to rile you. You're a netball dad.
Oh, to be honest, I'm probably at my peak stress. If I've got all the kids, yeah, I'm at peak stress already. I can't go any further.
Can't faze you.
Nah, I'm already maxed out.
What about, you're doing it wrong. It should be like this. Being corrected as a dad. Oh. Oh,
I'm going to have to move on.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Good morning to all the plumbers of Kent getting up for a day of work today, all the builders, all the carpenters. You'll all be getting up in years to come to go and earn an honest wage. Unlike us, because we'll be out of a job because of AI. Plumbers, builders, carpenters, lots of manual workers, safe from AI.
They're safe.
Until they build the robots that can do it all. But in the meantime, you know, AI will take over. We're
gunners.
We could, for all I know, because I haven't had a coffee yet, I might be AI. AI.
I might be AI. That's how we know you're real. the beauty of radio.
Yeah. AI. Already, this might be a computer right now. People wouldn't know.
Who knows?
Some of my voice, just typed it in there, say something hilarious to get the day going for everyone.
We could be tricking you. We could just be having an extra bit of a snooze. We'll be like, do you know what? AI will cover us for the first hour.
Do you know what? I was a bit worried about AI, but now you say it.
That'd be quite nice to have a little bit of a lion in the morning.
Well, all the way through. Who's going to know? As long as we're here when the boss rolls in, whatever time that is, around midday, in his big swanky car.
And then we'll yawn every now and then.
Yeah, we won't know the difference.
People believe we're tired.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep high-fiving each other about how hilarious we were this morning. No one will know the difference.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
This is going to have to be a feature because I just can't stop with the hacks at the
moment.
I need
a book to write them all down.
You do, actually.
Right, get pen and paper.
Hey, you're not writing it, I'm writing it.
I said it first, copyright.
Back off, it's my...
Copyright.
They're my hacks.
Copyrighted it.
They're my...
Down on right. paper.
Okay, well, here's a different idea.
Okay.
Gary's Life Help. Ha. Totally different book that I'm going to write now. if you've got a problem, ants. Ants coming in your home,
aren't they?
But if they come in your home, oh, that's awful. It's awful little things come in. They're fairly harmless, but you don't really want them marching through the cupboard. It's the last thing you need. Cinnamon. You put cinnamon down and they don't like it.
They don't like it.
They don't like it. You can either put a stick down or you can sprinkle. I mean, it's not entirely practical to sprinkle cinnamon around the kitchen and hope that it's going to stay there for any amount of time. But that's what they reckon. Cinnamon. Ants don't like the cinnamon. They won't come in.
Not a fan.
How are you going to know, though? If you, like, cover the house with cinnamon and you get no ants, you go, yeah, brilliant. You might not have had any ants anyway.
You might not be able to see the ants under all the cinnamon either.
That's true. Imagine seeing, but you can see their tiny little footprints going through. There they go.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So what's going on today then? What have you got for us?
I might break out into a sweat because it's been such an eventful week.
Oh, good. Blimey.
First off, Sandra's having an issue with a washing machine.
Oh no, what's going on with Sandra?
She can't get it to stop.
That's bad. It's the non-stopping
just keeps washing
machine.
I mean, those clothes are going to be so clean.
Or small.
They'll be fit for teddy bears by the end of it.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Sandra.
I know. I'm hoping she gets it sorted. We told her to turn it off at the plug.
Yeah.
If that, in doubt.
It almost certainly, unless it's possessed, it almost certainly will go off.
Ronnie alerted us all. She's got quite a nice windowsill, Ronnie has.
Has she?
And a pigeon.
All right, say no more.
Has ruined her windowsill.
Nicely put.
And she's not happy about it.
I bet she isn't.
So she's decided she doesn't like pigeons anymore, and she sent us all images of why she doesn't like pigeons in the WhatsApp group.
And now you all know. What a lovely thing to share. Well done, Ronnie.
So generous. And speaking...
You realise that within the confines of the building now, she's just bird poo Ronnie. Sorry, just putting it out there.
That's brilliant.
That's what she is.
That needs to be a thing.
It is a thing, whether you know it or not. Sorry, Ronnie.
Sorry, Ronnie. It's now your name, Bird Poo Ronnie. And speaking of possession, there's something strange in the neighbourhood.
Oh, no.
We saw Ghostbusters outside our house. Someone captured it. There's videos, the actual Ghostbusters with their like van and everything. Check in our area. I told you my house was haunted.
Seriously?
Seriously, legit. I've got the evidence. Ghostbusters.
What?
Like, it's something strange.
In
my house is possessed.
Who are you going to call? Well, no one. You're just going to put it on the WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
FM.
This coming weekend, it is Father's Day. Father's Day alert, everybody! Father's Day alert! They're impossible to buy for, we know that. And they're a bit odd, we know that as well. Speaking as one, you know, I think I can say that. So we thought we'd better celebrate the weird and wonderful things about your dad. So something has immediately sprung to mind, I know. You better share it with us and tell us who they are and where they are in Kent as well. Get in touch on the socials, KMFM officials, to start the ball rolling. Who else could we turn to in our hour of need than Chelsea Little?
I feel like I can out my dad here as well because he is the reason I am weird.
Okay.
So, but mine has many dadisms, let's say.
Yeah.
But one of his particular things is he loves a gadget. And I'm not talking high tech.
No.
It's LED lights, specifically. And they're automated ones.
Oh.
And when I go home, they're everywhere. It's literally no matter where you go in the house, it's a runway. Things light up left, right and centre. They're colour coordinated. I only want to go for a wee in the middle of the night and
everyone
in the street now knows. Because there's a red light, a blue light, the toilet bowl lights up.
No!
Everything's lit up.
Wow!
It's just too much.
Okay, so your dad is crazy for an auto-LED light.
Auto-LED light.
Where does it come from, just out of interest? Turn me out off the show.
I will.
I'll write that down, because I could do with some LED lights. Dads like things like that.
Do
we like
you?
Things with wires or batteries. That's
what
you need
batteries.
To know.
Yeah, he's always got a spare pack of batteries.
Always.
Sophie in Maidstone's dad carries a list in his pocket of what he wants to talk to her about. And then he'll say, oh, I wanted to talk to you about something. And out comes the list.
A list? Wow.
That's smart, because I always forget, because so much happens. And then you're like, oh, I should have written that down, because I forgot about that one.
So well prepared.
That's a smart one.
Really good.
Claire in Ashford's dad checks the light switches to double check they're fully off. Even though the light's off, he has to check the switch.
No, you got to, because sometimes they don't switch properly, you see. It's like, it didn't click. I didn't hear that click. And you have to go and click it and click it cleanly.
The double click.
Yeah.
Click, click.
Look, when you're a dad, you'll know how this works. Anyway, Bee's in Canterbury. Bee, tell us about your dad.
He runs around with a fly swatter in the house. It has an electric one. Every time he runs around the house, he always chases him around the house, thinking he's some sort of superhero. And when he finally catches one, he lets out the most evil laugh, saying, ha-ha, I've caught one.
Wow. He's fly killer guy.
Fly killer guy. Fly man.
Yeah. Does he wear a special outfit? Does he wear a cape or anything?
Not really, but I think if he had a chance to get one of Mum's tea towels, he probably would.
Thank you so much for letting us know about your dad. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Dean's dad whistles to the songs he doesn't know the words to and then makes up the tune halfway through because he forgot what song he was whistling to.
It's just random whistly noises coming from Pops right now.
Katie and Strood's dad, when there's someone in front of him in the traffic lights and they don't move straight away when it goes on green, shouts, "Come on, they're not going to get any greener."
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So there's a brand new dating arena in the mix.
Right.
So there's a lot of apps out there and they're a bit overwhelming and quite frankly, they're awful. But I found a new one the other day.
Wow, another one.
As I was scrolling on Facebook.
What?
Looked on Facebook. You know, you've got all the little icons at the bottom. There was this new one that was like a little heart. And I was like, what's this?
That?
I was like, I was hoping it would tell me like people that like view my profile the most. So I can see who's stalking me. Facebook dating, everyone.
Wow.
It's a whole different territory I wasn't even aware of. Looked into it. And they base it off of things that you like Facebook and interact with. But I'm an Instagram gal.
Right.
I only go on Facebook when I'm liking pictures of my auntie's dogs and my granddad who went fishing on the weekend. So what kind of men is that going to suggest to me?
Wow.
I just feel like it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a tough world out there, but I don't think I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for fish men.
Yeah, well, maybe that when it's catfishing, maybe it actually is. Here's Frank. He's 74. And he loves a trout.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Now, it's very hard not to think of me and fashion in the same thought, in the same breath. Are you laughing at? Right?
No, so, no, you are fashion forward.
So what I thought, I'd try and help you out a bit by bringing you a bit of fashion here.
Okay.
So this is a fashion warning. A lady called Bryony, she's up from London, I'll tell you the story. So she goes to this posh polo game.
Oh, fancy.
Not the mints, the game with the horses and the hammers, right? So she goes to that. It's got to be quite posh. She buys herself a new dress, bargain though, from Primark. Loves it. Little flowery silky number.
Oh, stunning.
Looks the business, goes, come home, nothing said about it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Then she sees a story in the paper about these people, this lady particularly, who turned up at a wedding in a Primark item. Which was actually not a silky summery dress, but a nightie. And she'd worn it to a wedding. And apparently it was like, oh no, this lady's worn a nightie to a wedding. Hang on a minute, that looks a bit like the dress I wore to the polo. The dress I wore to a polo is a nightie. Everyone's wearing nighties out and about. So nighties, everybody. That's the way forward.
Simples. Go out, have
weather.
A great time.
Yeah.
Straight to snooze.
And the great thing is, if you wear one of those polyester ones, if you walk around the town in a polyester one, you'll be so charged up, you can charge people's phones from across the street.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Hello, if it's a big weekend for you as well, because you're going to go see Harry Styles at Wembley. He's there Friday and Saturday night. He's very lucky, got some last minute Up in the Gods tickets to see if there's some real, like, if you're giddy, it's not a good place to be. But it was an amazing concert. Now, I've got two things. Do you want to hear a story about a lady?
Yeah.
Or do you want a game? It's your choice.
I'll go with the game.
Go with the game? All right, okay. It's called Who Did I See Coming Out of Harry Styles Concert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's, you got to guess who it is. Yes or no answers from me will guide you towards them.
Okay, are they famous?
What? No, it's Trisha from Accounts. What? Why do you stitch me up?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I love a TikTok trend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And this one I'm actually really on board with. There's a hashtag trending at the moment called Bring Back Flip Phones.
Yeah.
We're talking old school Nokias. They light up with the little sparkle. I used to have a charm on mine when I was a kid that hung off the little sticky uppy bit on the side.
The aerial?
The aerial.
Is that
that's
what they
what
called
I was
it?
Looking for. I think that's what they did back in day.
Yeah.
But they've had enough of social media. They're like, I don't want to be contacted all the time. I don't want to be bombarded with apps. I just want to text and phone and be left be. And I don't always enjoy some of the Gen Z opinions, but this one I'm on board with because my friends send me 20-minute long voice notes. That's a podcast. people would pay tickets to listen to somebody talk to them on a stage for that length of time. Yeah. And I love them, but just go away.
Okay, so
send me a text.
You could do that as just a simple phone, yeah. just text. And yeah.
And
yeah,
call.
Yeah, but then how are you going to find out about the next big thing like this? You found out about it on TikTok.
Yeah.
You won't know what's going on in the world.
I'm all alone.
Yeah, you'd be
there's
like...
There's no one here beside me. My TikTok has all gone. There's no one to revive me.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Yeah, great gig. If you're going to see Harry Friday or Saturday, you're going to have a great time at Wembley. Absolutely. You knew that already. But I did see when I came out of there, someone famous. You're someone famous, Chelsea. Otherwise, you trying to guess would be the most boring game in the world. As it is, I'm not sure. Playing with... Right. You've got to ask questions. I say yes or no, and we whittle it down, and we get to someone who's famous.
Okay.
And that's that. Hooray. Okay?
Yes.
Right. Okay, stop then! Oh my god.
I can't
god.
Help it. It's just too easy to wind up. Has Harry Styles dated them?
No.
Are they female?
Yes.
Are they a singer?
No.
Are they an actor?
No.
Are they tall?
No.
Ooh. Are they older than me?
Similar age, I would say, maybe a little older.
Are they from...
The way it turns into you and asking how tall they are, you're like, it's not a dating thing, Chelsea. You're just trying to guess a celebrity here, babe.
Can they cook?
Right, I give up. I'm not playing games with you anymore. It was star of Strictly and also Paralympian champion, gold medalist galore, Ellie Simmons. That's who it was. Fantastic swimmer, brilliant dancer, all-round brilliant, brilliant person. And
I bet she had a feather boa and everything.
Well, I'm not even going to tell you.
Did she have a cowboy hat?
What did I just say?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Kids and other family members, if you want to share your dad's go-to dad joke with us, we would love that this morning. The one that just, oh, here it comes again. You know, that joke. We want to know it.
Yeah, my dad's got one that he always does. It's like his go-to. It's one he puts out of his pocket, ready to go.
Yeah.
It's, I used to hate facial hair. Then it grew on me.
I've never seen Chelsea Little have so much fun going through your correspondence.
I am living for this. I love a dad joke. I'm so livid that I can't be a dad that does dad jokes.
Oh, well, never say never.
Rachel in Faversham. This is great. Right. What do you call a man with a plank of wood on his head? Edward.
Hang on, give me a chance to answer.
Okay, right. What do you call a man
we know.
With three planks of wood on his head?
Edward Woodward.
What do you call a man with four planks of wood on his head?
Don't know.
For Edward Woodward.
Well, that's just stupid.
Charlotte in Chatham. My husband's joke to the kids every time is, what is ET short for?
Oh, this one of my favourites.
Obviously, the kids go, I don't know. He ends it with, his little legs. That will really take away. That one really got me because he's got
he's only got little legs. I mean, what's the great thing is that you actually messed up the punchline, but it was still funny. He's only got little legs. That's how the way that works. Anyway, it was excellent. We're having lots of fun. Feel free to share.
Hello, Dan, who said, I'm going to go stand outside. If anyone asks, tell them I'm outstanding. Sophie in Maidstone. Two fish in a tank. One to the other. Do you know how to drive this thing? Michael, I went to an ocean-themed disco last night and pulled a muscle. One more.
Seriously. She's never had so much fun. Seriously, right? Can I just say, if you're going on a date with Chelsea, just turn up with 101 great jokes and just sit there going through them. She'll have the time of her life.
My belly hurts. I've got abs during this show. Tracy in Brompton, what do you get if you cross a hedgehog and a tortoise? A slowpoke.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
That's it, the sad, sad music. I mean, it's just in case, because I don't know what we're going to talk about here, but Chelsea's just said she's going to talk about dating. So I'll just get that music. No, you know, just in case.
Just at the ready.
Yeah, we might not need it.
Well, I have a dating disaster for you. I cooked dinner on a date the other day, and I was stressed, because that's quite a big deal cooking for someone, isn't it? You want to be able to flex and, like, show off your skills. I'd printed out a recipe and everything.
Okay, great.
And I was like, don't want to mess this up.
Yeah, got it.
And it was going well. Like, I'd got all the ingredients, hadn't forgotten anything. Nothing had burnt.
Oh, Carl, that's such a bonus, yeah.
And so I was plating it all up, and I was a bit nervous about the dressing because it had mustard in it.
Okay, the dressing of the food, right?
Of the food.
Okay, yep, good.
Because it's quite a risky ingredient, like, it's very difficult to get right. Wow. And I was getting quite cocky at this point, being like, I'm doing well here.
Doing well here, got my list, got my ingredients, haven't burned anything.
Not burned anything, plated it all up, looked very pretty, put a huge dollop on the side of this dressing.
Yeah.
Dunked a potato in it.
Yeah.
And experienced what I can only describe as an assault on my tongue. My eyes were burning. I got like a dry mouth. I couldn't swallow. I ran over to check the recipe to be like, what is that? The recipe said 4 teaspoons of mustard. I did 4 tablespoons of mustard.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.